I understand. Good morning. Vocal crack. I didn't do my vocal warm up. Okay, we are ready to start. Let's roll back and start the show again. Good morning, everybody. Tim Heidecker checking in on a Wednesday.
No.
We are in post summer. We're in a post summer time. I don't know if it's technically autumn or fall. It sure ain't here in California. It is a scorcher again. We are in week two of the big heat wave. Trying to stay cool with some hot coffee.
Is it still hot out there?
Weather's hot.
But we got the air conditioning here. Doug has yet to put on his sweater. We hope it's going to be okay for him. Good morning, Doug.
Hey.
And the reason we are coming to you live on this Wednesday hump day here, September 7th in Glendale, California, is because of the man of the moment, the guy whose head I can't see because of the camouflage hat. There's just a face and then no head. Just full nothing there. Vanish. You vanish.
Does that camouflage the shirt, too?
There he is, the full picture. Good morning. So you are...
I'm embarking on the tour with Tenacious D tomorrow, so thank you for moving the day.
Well, you're welcome, and we're here to accommodate you, and we're wishing you all the best. I know the audience is going to be out there supporting you and being in the crowd. Wherever they are, they're going to be supporting you as an opening act, and it's going to be tough. Nobody wants to open up for the great Tenacious D. That's the truth. And many offers went out. We know this. Many offers were rejected. No.
People said no.
And
I was the only one. Only
what's
sucker
with the crowd,
who,
Todd Berry.
Are they like mean? They're just like violent people?
I'm turning to you now, Vic, to introduce you. The great Victor Berger IV is here. Sunglasses on. Cowboy hat on. Born in Pennsylvania. No right to be in a cowboy hat.
I know. I'm taking appropriating people's culture. And it's just. I'm like a melting pot.
And I do love your shirt.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I did give you one note about the microphone. Just make sure you're not too close.
Got to stay back.
You were going to say?
I was just curious. Like, are they? I see. I lean right in right away. What are they like? Juggalos or like? Are they like those kinds of fans?
Well, if you
like,
want to get a taste of it,
I know the Neil Hamburger thing, but are they?
Yes. If you what's the name of his record, Matt? Hot February night.
Yeah. Hot Tuesday night.
Hot Tuesday night.
Or maybe it is Hot February night.
Let's find that out. If one of the great comedy albums, you have people talking about George Carlin and Richard Pryor's album. These, you know, in the 70s, comedy albums were a big deal. They don't really work so much anymore because you can just watch them.
Hot February night.
I was correct, as I always am.
Available on Bandcamp.
And Drag City, probably.
Maybe.
But this is his opening set for Tenacious D back in 2000, whenever. And you hear and he's doing it sort of on purpose. You know, he's riling people up. He's doing bits where he's saying, let's bring out Tenacious D's curtains, you know, and he does. Mm-hmm. And then he says he's got cancer. And it's really one of the great comedy albums of all time. You know, check it out. But that'll give you a taste of the audience, Doug. You should maybe listen to that on the plane.
Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to entertaining the audience, and I think I'm going to...
No, I know
you're
going to
I'm going to have them on
it.
My side. Yeah, that's my plan, and I'm going to do my best.
I want to get reports, though. I want to get honest reports from you.
Hmm. Don't put any ideas in these people's heads, T.
The joke for if this is a message to the audience, the joke isn't that you are booing Doug. Like, you're not there to be like the hecklers. You're there to enjoy.
I want to make people laugh and feel joy.
And that's what you'll do to people with an open mind. Now, I don't do an opener. I'm my own opener. I don't need the opening act. You know what I mean? It's enough with me.
Uh-huh.
What's the most opening acts you've had to sit through?
Maybe everyone said no to your offers.
I didn't offer anybody nothing. Tell you what, the great moment.
You know what they said?
Discovery
they said,
for me was.
They said
no.
The great moment of discovery. You had the great band Yola Tango come out on a tour a few years ago and says, here's our show, two sets, no opener. I'm like, that's the way to go.
With those long solos, boy, hope they have seated.
Come see War on Drugs with opening act, Partridge of Paper.
What?
Who's with featuring special guests, Archers of Oak. What time are you going to go to the War on Drugs show? Well, the opening act's at 7, so I'm going to get there at 7:30. God bless you, though, and be
no,
safe.
No, you think they're all going to be walking in during my...
There's going to be a lot of walking in.
Yeah, yeah.
We had that. I mean, you famously opened up for Tim and Eric many times on the road, and that was...
Everyone was in, locked and loaded, ready to go when I was up.
Let's welcome our special guest in the guest chair, Alyssa Lemparis. Is that correct, Dennis? I was going to ask.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
It's perfect. See, I'm such a professional broadcaster.
That was so good. Yes.
One of the great broadcasters. Alyssa is a very funny woman.
I'll say.
What a pause.
A great one. An actor.
What the hell are we
going to
do with those men?
Oh, yeah, you got to sell some stuff.
What was the commercial I saw you? Because I'm watching all these commercials because I watch so much baseball now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I mean, every half inning, it's like commercials.
Yeah, that's...
Jumbo Jack, Jack in the Box.
I've done some Jack Liberty, in the Box.
Liberty Mutual?
I've done some Liberty Mutual.
That's the big one.
That's the big one.
Now, do you got to go shoot that in Mexico, or you got to go... Swing, better swing. No, I don't... Why am I starting on your commercial work? What an awful... position to put you in.
I think that's fine. I shot that here in sunny California.
The big news is Alyssa's big, I want to say it's a stand-up special. It is, but it's like a
one-woman show.
It's a one-woman show.
Yeah.
This ain't no vagina monologues.
Okay. Even though I am, yeah, yeah.
This is one woman.
Yeah.
Vagina monologues, they spread it out.
A lot of vaginas. This is one vagina up there telling her own little monologue.
No bad days.
Yep.
See, I get everything right. Wow. You don't even see me with notes.
No notes.
This is, we'll talk about it later, but it's a very emotional, very sad, but very funny. You're mixing it all. It's what I do.
Yes, it's true. It's
and
true.
It's all true.
Yes.
You're not making this shit up.
That would be so funny.
You would be
if
so
after
outed.
All this, if I was like, my dad's alive.
What's that guy, Steve Randeasy or whatever his name is?
After all this, it was all a joke?
The guy, Steve Randeasy or whatever his name is, the guy that faked, 9/11. Said he was in the 9/11, he was in the Twin Towers. He was on that show, The League.
Ranazizi.
No. Mm-hmm. Ranazizi. And he had to come out and say, well, there's no good reason for it.
Right. He was close to it or something?
He was nowhere to be seen.
Someone else's dad is dead. To be fair.
I think that was like Trump, too. He was always saying that how he went down there and was moving shit.
Well, but that's like, of course. Yeah.
I was the first to be down there.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, let's begin the show. I've been trying to do a monologue.
Okay.
And so I've worked up one joke.
Okay.
One joke for our monologue. I mean, that could be the thing. It's just one joke. Why do you need ten jokes?
Is it a long one?
No, it's pretty quick. Well. This Trump, speaking of Trump, apparently because of this raid on Mar-a-Lago, he's got somebody that's now going to review everything. You understand this? Sure. They're going to review all the documents and see if it's worthy of an investigation. Do you know how you can catch one of these people that do this? Well, you use a master bait. A special master bait. Yeah. Which is what he's going to do when things go his way.
Okay.
I blew it on the joke. I suppose say special masturbate.
I masturbate a lot.
See, that's the trouble with just doing one. You kind of,
That's all
you
I got.
Goof it, that's all you got. That's kind of it.
Vic, not enjoying that one?
I don't. It didn't make any sense.
I mean, I didn't.
Well, how do you catch one with bait? Oh, use your head. Take the hat off.
But
it's
what
too
is it
tight.
Masturbate though? What does that mean though? What
is it? You know what masturbate is?
I know, but what is it?
Well, he has a guy.
Joke,
there's
though.
A special master. And what is the special master?
Well, we don't even know.
Okay. I can't it's believe Vic's judge. Alive. Vic showed us this coffee
oh,
before.
Yeah.
I can't
oh, yeah.
believe you're drinking it.
I mixed it all in.
It doesn't
we'll show
matter.
A picture of this.
Yeah, it looks
let's
sick.
Go to let's start the show hot with the great Phil Braun, who's gonna join us now. Phil Braun, Uncle Phil, people know him as. Phil, you have something for us this morning?
Hey guys, how's everyone doing today?
We don't like starting that way. We're all established, we're all good, man.
Phil, how are you doing today?
Thank you.
I'm doing good. I was going to ask if everybody could hear me, but I assume you can. I'm not going to ask that question. But some great news today. They just named a city, not they didn't name a city, that's coming. They named a street after me.
Oh.
Boulevard.
Oh, that's always nice.
Wait, what boulevard?
Phil Braun Boulevard.
Congratulations, wow. my buddy.
Where?
In Atlanta there?
Here in Atlanta. We had a big ribbon cutting ceremony this morning. Held up traffic for a little bit, cut the ribbon, let everybody through. Just an exciting day. I've been badgering the council for a long time to let them do this for me, and they finally did. It's been on the radio all day today, and I've just been listening to all the updates and things. It's just been outstanding.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
You
got so many. I hope what they did was I hope they took one of those peach tree streets and turned it into your name, because there's about a 90. Have you ever been to Atlanta? No.
No.
It wasn't that.
That means your career's not going well, because all the shows are shooting down there. So you got to get on one of these Atlanta shows.
Yes.
Marvel movies.
It was some generic name. It was like Smith Street or something. It was like the Smith family said they didn't want to be named this street anymore.
Mm.
They came to me and said, "Do you want it?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll absolutely take it." But
so a little confused.
Yeah,
you're badgering the city council about this, but then they come with the offer. I mean, let's just get that clear.
Yeah. Well, there's some, the Smith family, whoever it was named after before, said, "We don't want to be on this street anymore. Can you take us
off?" I get that.
I guess they came to me, and I didn't ask any questions.
But
I
city council
said,
still said, no,
yeah,
not
yeah, then
you.
Then you had to badger
then
them.
You had
just,
to go,
the whole
yeah.
thing is falling apart.
They relented. I was going to tune in just on the radio to see if they had any anything going on right now, if y'all want to listen.
All right.
I'll go tune it in here a little bit.
Oh, it's a beautiful day, and the mayor has declared a new street to be renamed Phil Braun Boulevard this morning. So enjoy your commute out there if you're headed that way to work. We'll have more news and traffic ahead right after this rock block for you on WGNN.
Wow, perfectly timed.
Wow, they are talking
also,
about
they,
you.
They moved from a street to a boulevard.
Yeah.
Okay.
It must be confusing for Apple Maps.
Could be, I don't know, but
radio sounds so crisp and clear too. I mean, there was a little static at first, but then it just came in beautiful.
Yeah,
I've got great reception. My antenna here.
Is there any more channels?
Let's see if there
any other stations.
I'll turn it up. Let's see if there's anything else going on here.
And it's been slow and go on Phil Braun Boulevard, with traffic expected to bring you to a crawl, with as much as 40 minutes added to your commute due to traffic light issues being out of sync, as well as a few reports of blowouts caused by the infamous potholes that are strewn across Phil Braun Boulevard. Ugh.
That's kind of uncalled for. I don't know why they would bring that up necessarily. I mean, it's a busy street, so of course there's going to be a little bit of traffic.
Well,
you know,
the Atlanta's infrastructure certainly has its share of issues, I'm sure.
But I don't think they need to go into the negative stuff. But I'm sure there's going to be there's a Sears opening today on the street. I know.
Sears is back. Okay.
Yeah. If you want, I'll check back in with you guys later. If there's any updates, I'll tune back.
People will be clamoring for it. But let me just announce so people. Don't start hammering me with it. We will check back in with you, because I think it's going to be people are going to be clamoring for updates.
Phil, where is the street in the city?
It's down closer to town. It's like a it's kind of a shorter street.
Closer to town. Okay.
The big town.
Yeah.
It heads toward the Gulch, but it's only about 10 blocks long.
Is it near Five Little Corners or whatever?
No, it's more toward the Gulch. The Gulch side of town.
Okay.
All right, Phil. We'll be back with you later in the show with
his
more updates on Phil Braun Boulevard.
Disturbing.
His what? Phil.
His coloring is
it's
disturbing.
Changing so fast.
It goes from green to red and then back. Look at him.
Don't worry about that.
He's going to red.
There he goes.
Now he's going to red. Now he's going to go back to green.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, let's move on with the show. We'll check back in with Phil and Phil Braun Boulevard later in the show. Lots to get to. I just want to go through quickly. Obviously, Alyssa's here. Alyssa is not just, we don't just have Alyssa, we have your mom.
Yes, that's right.
You have your mom here today. So if you haven't talked to your mom in a while, you need some good advice from her, please call in. She's going to be able to help you. The hotline is up, Zoom is open. And she's going to be able to give you some advice. If you haven't talked to your mommy, this is a good opportunity for you. There you go. I would like to give my Elvis movie review. I would like to talk about Jerry Seinfeld and his new Seinfelds. There are many Jerry Seinfelds now.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry's got a new fashion spread that we're all very excited about. There's this incredible clip from Bill Maher's abortion of a podcast called with Jeff Ross held prisoner for some time. We're going to play some clips from that and talk about Alyssa's podcast. And we have Matt, should we announce this? Because you were a little iffy if it would come together, but it's scheduled.
I don't know. Our guest, yes.
Frederick Brennan.
Yes.
Listen to this, folks. Now, I've moved past this dark period in my life, but it still haunts me from time to time. Frederick Brennan is the creator of the website 8chan.
Where are you
and
from?
One of the core architects of the hell that we find ourselves living in now. But he is a repentant man, I believe. He worked very closely with Jim and Ron Watkins, who basically created QAnon. And I found him in this QAnon documentary on HBO, and I just liked him. I felt like a sympathy for him, and interested to see how he's evolved and changed. And I don't know him. I follow him on Twitter. Seems like an interesting guy, nice guy. And I'm curious to just get to spend a few moments.
What are we gonna do without chips?
All right, hit it, boys.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What are we going to do without chips? What the hell are we going to do without men? What are we going to do without chips? What the hell are we going to do without men? What are we going to do without chips? What the hell are we going to do without men?
What are we going to do without chips?
Okay.
What the hell are we going to do without
men? First, before we get to all of that, how are we going to cram that all in?
That's a lot.
We are going to initiate the city of the day.
City of the day.
Without chips.
All right, the city of the day is brought to you by Mike Scum's Gum Reflavorant. Sick of throwing away gum? Running out of space under your desk for your sticky, already been chewed wads? Well, now you can reuse the same piece of gum for up to 5 years with Mike Scum's Gum Reflavorant. How do I say that? Reflavorant?
Reflavorant.
Flavor syringes and Flavor syringes add flavor back to chewed gum. Anytime you want to chew, just shoot your wad up with one of the many Mike Scum flavors, including Spearmint, Grape, Metro, Ice, and Cream. Now, order now, and Office Hours listeners get a free gum holder and syringe caddy so you can chew yummy flavor anywhere you go. Plus, we'll throw in a free scraper so you can recycle wads whenever you find them. Head over to mikescum.wad/iwantmyflavors. Mike Scum's Gum Reflavorant. Keep chewing!
Mike Scum's Gum Reflavorant, because I'm sick of throwing out my wads of gum. Now I can keep chewing the same piece of gum for up to 5 years.
Very good.
Wow.
Very nice work.
I'll buy that.
Now.
Oh boy!
Who is the city of the day?
Jason.
From the Friday the 13th movies, which was disturbing to find out when we were doing our shows in New York that Victor Berger had a little routine watching Friday the 13th movies in his hotel room.
I watched 4 and 5 in the like early morning.
Late era stuff.
Yeah, and with Corey Feldman, the one with Corey Feldman is so good.
Mm.
Jason, give us a loud check 1-2, would you?
Check 1-2, check, sibilance, check.
There he is.
He's got the check, check. We've got the fan up there on the ceiling. And it's spinning. Time to hypnotize Alyssa here.
Wow.
Where are you calling from? What is the city of the day?
How's it going? Hey, how's everyone doing over there? It's Rosemont, Minnesota. Jason.
Where's this?
Rosemont, Minnesota, he says.
You know what? I'm going to try to loosen up on that. I get it. It's not good for the show, but people want to check in, and it's a natural way to start a conversation.
It is.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Bad.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You stole me from listening to Sam Cedar on YouTube. I saw the notification.
What are they crowing about?
YouTube, and I know you guys have a campus.
What are they whining about?
No, I was going to, I know you guys have a contentious relationship, so I just wanted to come on and support you.
Well,
instead. So
one less follower watching his stuff is a big win. Where are you calling from again?
Rosemont, Minnesota.
Tim, somebody in the chat said something kind of funny. They said,
I'll be the judge of that.
He's the third property brother.
Oh. The triplets.
He's the lost property brother.
You get in with these property brother shows?
I don't, but I can catch the reference and appreciate it.
I see it. I even I know these property brothers.
Yes. Got to watch something on the plane.
I know more about property. True.
One of them's married to Zoe Deschanel.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Could be true.
When did she and him get married? Chanel.
I don't know. They broke up. Wasn't she with the guy from Death Cab? I didn't get it. No, I didn't get it.
She had a band called She and Him, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a good joke. Never mind.
M. Ward.
Imagine their property.
My wife kind of looks like Zoe Deschanel. So
well, there we go.
Wow.
There we go.
Does she now?
Bring her in.
Come on.
Bring her in.
Let's see some Let's pics. See I don't believe that for
working.
A second.
Yeah. Like I'm supposed to be.
All right. Well, listen, no, Vic, but, also, you want to throw in the activity of the day.
I got today's the activity of the day.
Brought to you by Activia.
Yes.
The new yogurt from Jamie Lynn Curtis.
So this is activity of the day. Something
you
can do. I don't have a theme song yet.
What about a cappella?
I can give you a...
Activity
I can,
of
hold
the
on.
Day.
Let's do it and see. Oh, activity of the day.
A different, maybe a different song?
Activity of the day.
Ain't much more to say.
Vic's activity of the day. So this is mine. And then you guys call in if you have your own activity of stuff you're going to do today.
Oh, Jason is prepared. Okay, Jason's guys, prepared too.
So this here, how am I going to do this?
Oh.
Now look at this. This is a new way.
We can't hear you, but
this is a new way to tie your shoes. Let's see.
Get your shit together, man.
Check this out. Never taught you this in school. This will change your life.
The swivel. Cheers.
So can you see this? You do it normal.
Okay. I think
you
no
do
one
it normal,
can see it.
And then you like you go first loop, and then you go twice, pull it through, and then
watch this doesn't work.
No, then if you have longer shoelaces...
What the hell?
But I guarantee...
What a flop.
This will work. If you have longer shoelaces, it works.
Of all the things you could have brought to the table.
This is the activity you can work on. Get longer shoelaces, and I'm...
I thought my activity was going
to... You will not have to tie them, and they're not like double knotted. You just pull out. Watch this.
No wonder you're resentful.
Look at that.
Can you not see it?
See? And that's the activity today.
Try to be a good person.
All right, Jason, what's your activity of the day?
Yeah, it's easy to follow up. That was pretty lame.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow.
Cut his mic.
I was going to cook some falafel.
Cook some falafel.
Whoa.
Right? Like from scratch, or are you just going to heat up some balls?
I might cook some falafel, then heat up some balls afterwards, but...
Oh! Tim, put that in your monologue. Yeah. That's kind of... Yeah.
What is this, Jeff Ross, or Roastmaster over here?
I like this guy.
Hey, how about starting the food without the word full in it? I mean, isn't that giving the wrong idea?
Okay.
Oh. Like, huh? Well, you got the falafel. I'm like, no, I'm still hungry.
Am I right?
I didn't even eat nothing. You want some falafel?
A fried egg
no.
sandwich.
Come on, like man.
Falafel.
All right. All right. Goodbye.
No wonder the food sucks.
Lobster.
Do you have any lobster?
Right, quickly, let me just get through some of this exciting news.
You blow your phone with that mouth?
I did my joke. big music news, of course, today. I don't know if this came out on your radar, but Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is back, ladies and gentlemen. They are back with Greg Palmer. Listen to this. Welcome back, my friends. The return of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Can't read this. Lone surviving member, Carl Palmer.
That's not a great start.
Hold on, let me.
Soul surviving member.
Hold on.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to find it. Yes, this is the music news from Vic. That okay. could be a cool segment.
Yeah, there we go. Bowery, is that it?
Bowery.
David Bowery presents, Welcome Back, My Friends, the return of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Soul surviving member Carl Palmer, transition there, in association with the estates of his bandmates Keith Emerson and Greg Lake, has announced the much anticipated Welcome Back, My Friends, the return of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer tour. The tour will actually reunite ELP live on stage through modern technology.
Not alive, just live.
Oh, the tour will.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah. The tour will actually reunite ELP live on stage through modern technology.
Modern technology.
At least they're not using the old stuff this time.
Yeah.
The question of the day is there one person on earth that wants to see that show? Is there one?
Is there one?
Who would want to see that? Do you know Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? You might. You're young.
No.
They're just
so there's Palmer and then two,
and he's the drummer.
Two ghosts,
yeah.
Up there.
Yeah.
So you got the keyboard guy. I think it's Greg ghosts? Lake. I want to see if I can get this right. I'm just a pure guess. See Matt, see if I'm right.
Well, I would know. I know who's who.
Okay, then you can see if I'm right. Yeah. Greg Lake is on keyboards.
And is he?
No, Keith Emerson is on keyboards.
And he's passed Lake, on.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's gone. Okay,
he's out.
He's out.
He's done.
This I should do this. I do my solo show again, but this time I bring my dad back with yeah. modern technology.
There you go.
And all of a sudden,
get the hologram.
Hologram. Him reacting to the jokes. Oh. Him, yeah.
You can probably just add that because there's
That's
that bit
true.
Where you have the empty seat. You can just kind of do an Obi-Wan Kenobi thing where
wow.
you just kind of
yeah, okay.
see my Star Wars reference, folks.
Wow.
So that's music news from Vic. That's, thank you, Vic.
Yeah. Is it going to be, you think it's going to be holograms? Like, are we allowed to talk about the hologram we saw?
I think it's going to be a Frankenstein situation.
See? You know what they should do is like, do those like Chuck E. Cheese dummies.
Oh, God!
No,
welcome,
holograms.
My friends, to the show that never ends.
Look
at what Emerson is saying. Come inside.
Oh,
come inside.
I want to be, yeah, that's great.
We got a player piano.
Oh, what about this one? Oh, what a lucky man he was. Oh, what a lucky man.
What a way to come back. What a way to come back.
I am Keith Emerson. Thank you for coming to our show.
Just their bodies right over top of Chuck E. Cheese's.
They just use a skeleton from Chuck E. Cheese.
Like, there's so much fur on Greg Lake. Why is there so much fur on his arms?
Why are they doing At the Hop?
Oh, someone back there accidentally got the wrong program. Switch it.
Why are they singing fucking, Happy Birthday?
Country Bears. The Country Bears from Disneyland.
Tim, remember when we went to the House on the Rock?
Mm.
Yes. Those crazy pneumatic bands.
Oh. This is crazy
stuff.
That was
the craziest place.
If anybody's ever been to the House on the Rock, it's this guy, I think it's in Wisconsin.
It's in Wisconsin.
Okay. Middle of nowhere. This rich guy had this house, and he was a collector. He started collecting everything you can imagine and turned it into this museum. You go into this house. It's a cool house. It's like this very like Frank Lloyd Wright kind of.
But it's like inside a mountain.
It's like built on a rock in Iraq. but then you like enter into these like endless giant like hangars, like where you've got like a whole room.
Is this it?
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah. You've got like full giant rooms with like merry-go-rounds in them. Like you walk, your sense of scale gets so blown out because you're like, there's like 40 merry-go-rounds in this room.
Yeah, and there's like a whole like whale sculpture, like full size. Remember, it was just like a room with like
he just had so much money.
Yeah,
and just collected.
But he collected these. The musical things was the weird.
Yeah, there's like automaton kind of like marching bands that are just like.
But it was like all robotic.
Vic, you would cream if you went. You would like have. You'd be like, all these little toys and dolls and shit.
I love toys and dolls.
Old
like dentist chairs and shit.
Just all the worst things.
Yeah, it's like, and it's just junk.
Yeah.
Planes, like, but like, you know, those old timey planes, propeller planes. I've been there twice. JP loves it.
Better than Disney.
It's very weird. It really feels like you're on acid.
It's all that shit for hours. All that kind of stuff.
Frederick is here.
Relax.
Oh my God, it's Frederick time. Okay, let's talk to Frederick. I was really about to get into the Jerry Seinfeld stuff, but maybe I'll talk. Maybe that'll be our icebreaker.
Oh yeah.
Maybe he'll have something to say about it.
Relax. Maybe he bought those clothes.
Frederick, are you there?
Frederick, can you unmute there?
I am here. Yeah.
Frederick.
There he is.
I was gonna get up and get something though, because but that's fine.
No,
I'm
get
here.
Something.
Yeah.
Get whatever you need. We're in no rush.
We'll vamp.
I've never seen your show before. Sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
Never have. So
my goal today is to make you a super fan.
I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
I've seen a lot of your stuff.
Yeah, nobody watches this fucking show. I don't know why you're doing this show. I gotta talk to you about computer shit because we need your help. It's time for you to help me.
Okay.
We're getting crushed. We had Tenacious D, you know Tenacious D, Jack Black.
Of course, yeah.
We had them on the show. It was a fantastic show. This thing's just kind of bubbling along, like 12,000 views. Like, I need those 500,000 views. I need those fucking million views now. We got to game the system.
Is that a problem with the computer, though, Tim? I don't.
He's coming in with hard hits right away.
Sorry,
body blow.
You know, I, you know, is that a?
It had to be said.
But don't you think? In all seriousness, do you think that there's a algorithmic misperception out there that there's things that get squashed for some, not for nefarious conspiratorial reasons, but just because it's a mess?
I see what you mean. Okay, so it's more like how the algorithms work at the social media companies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very possible that, you know, shows like yours are just not treated fairly. That's very possible.
That's what I'm
a bit antiquated.
I honestly think that there should be like some kind of FDA for algorithms. I've heard it floated by people smarter than me, but it seems like a good idea. I mean, you know, it does make sense that the algorithms are trade secrets, and also you can't even really tell people exactly how they work because otherwise everybody could game them.
Right.
But we do need some kind of regulation.
Find that, like, for instance, on Instagram, if I post a picture, like the other day I posted a picture of me getting rained on. Mm. I was just wet, and I was like, haha, you know, look at me, I'm wet.
Sure.
Thousands of likes. But if you're promoting something, like a show, it's not, right?
Yeah.
Right, Alyssa?
Yeah.
This is Alyssa, by the way, Frederick. I want you to introduce you to her. Not be disrespectful.
Yeah, hello, how are you?
Okay.
There's nothing to say
Let's
to you.
Go,
yeah, well, we, that's good.
Well, that kind of makes sense, though. I mean, they want to see, the average person maybe doesn't want a promo, which isn't.
Well, what they want you to do is pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Right? Right, Frederick?
Oh, so you don't think, you think that that's Instagram?
That is right. I'm sorry. I didn't understand the rules of this chat here. Maybe you guys do need help with the computer, because I I thought that, you know, if I mute myself, I'll be able to unmute myself again. So I muted myself just in case there was like noise in the background.
No,
you know?
you're good. You don't need to mute.
I'm talking, and so I didn't want to be rude to Alyssa. I did have something to say, but it wouldn't let me unmute.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't worry about muting, right, Matt?
Yeah, yeah. It's so all these other folks don't just unmute.
The damage is done. The damage is done. You didn't respond to me. And the damage is done.
Yeah, I've never been that good at talking to women anyway.
My wife!
Well, let me just contextualize you for me, for the audience of one that's watching. You're the only one watching, Frederick. I mean, you can correct me on this. You started 8chan? Like, mm-hmm, yourself?
Yes, myself.
Back when? What are we talking here?
2013, long time ago.
And then you went on to, you can all, what do you think of the movie, the Into the Void?
Into the Storm?
Into the Storm.
I thought it portrayed the events accurately, very accurately.
That's interesting to hear, because sometimes you become a part of a documentary, people following you around, and then you see it, and you're like, what'd this fucking guy do?
Yes.
No, I mean, okay, there are some things in the film that are not, you know, exactly how I would have done them.
Right.
I feel like I've been in enough of those that I, what's the word? Like, I just know what to expect. And I think that, you know, he portrayed it as accurately as was possible, given making it understandable to the viewer and not running numbers. So, you know.
I reached out to you because after watching that, obviously, I had a very dark period of. I look back on this now and I go, this was a dark period in my life. People were watching the show. No, I went through a bunch of shit from that community, from the 8chan community. I mean, 4chan, but I guess I don't really know. I guess you can explain the difference, but I think 8chan just got way more real, way more sort of nasty, right?
I'd agree. There is a difference, of course. Sure. You know. Is first of all much older. The one that I made, ironically, wasn't supposed to be anything other than a combination of 4chan and Reddit.
Right.
So, you know, you would have a site where you can make the boards. It was like a technical thing. I was a computer programmer, and so I was just trying to show off, you know, in the very, very beginning, like my technical skills, because I didn't have a good paying job.
Right.
Yeah, so, but no, I mean, as far as like the community, the types of users,
yeah,
very newer people, yeah.
Yeah, I got just hammered and hammered and hammered, and my question was always like, who, not to sound like Jerry Seinfeld, who are these people? What are they, why are they this way? And did you engage with that stuff? Or when did you see that going on and being like, whoa, what the fuck?
I actually have got to say, I don't know too much about what they did to you. So
not me specifically, but just the violent, the you know, the threats to violence and the kind of, you know, homophobia and just the terrible, you know, this like just dregs of like the brain
I would say that even as an administrator, I mean, even you would think that these guys would be like nice to their administrator, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you're an image board administrator, they would be nice to you. No, I would receive death threats. The craziest one I ever got was I changed the size of a font by 2 pixels and I got a death threat for that. I'm not kidding. Because like the user, you know, was like, you made it worse. It looks way worse now. And I was just refusing to change it back.
A death threat.
And I didn't. A big deal, and they were like, "You will change this back, or I will." Like a specific death threat. Fly to the Philippines, where I was living at the time, and so I think that the anonymity of those style of websites, along with the difficulty in moderating them, is what kind of causes people that get banned everywhere else.
Yeah,
to kind of congregate there. Sorry,
go ahead.
No problem.
I mean, there's a gamification to the whole thing, right? There's this feeling of like, I'm in a simulated world. And one of the, I think, profound things you said in the documentary was, I used to think there was a difference between online and real life, and I've learned that there isn't.
There, that's absolutely correct. I think we really need to get rid of the distinction between like in real life and online, because everything that happens online happens in real life. It does. It affects people's real lives as well. I think that what people mean by this is that they often have separate identities, you know, one that they act out online and then one that they have in real life. But increasingly that's breaking down, as everyone would expect, just as, you know, kind of the boomers die off, not to be that mean, but it just, everybody is online. So there is really no difference between online and in real life.
Dang. Yeah. I mean, the difference is you can kind of get away with saying stuff online. There's certain things I would say online that I wouldn't say to that person to their face.
Yeah. And
I mean,
let me just let Alyssa jump
in
here.
No, I think too, because people do, I think that because people act online differently than they act in person, I think they also think that we are different than we are in person. So it's like why we get nasty things said about us, because they're like, they wouldn't say that to us in person, but in their mind, it's like me online is different than me in person. So
yes.
I think it's, yeah.
People are very surprised when they meet me and I'm like nice and normal, and they're like, oh, I thought you'd be yelling at me.
Well, I mean, that's why it actually took me so long to do this. As you know.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like, no.
It took a little bit of convincing.
Yeah, yeah. Just I know. Because, your first like concept of me asking you is like, well, I'm just gonna get dunked on or something. And
I thought that this was gonna be like a sketch, you know?
Right, right.
Which is fine. But I just don't know that I would be good at it, you know.
No. You just have like a warmth coming out of you. I mean, but you've been through hell. Like, so first of all, are you still like, do you still like kind of get bombardment for like kind of the, I mean, would you consider yourself kind of like you come from this dark place, but you've kind of repented or you've kind of changed your whole perspective on this? Like, how political were you, I guess, at the beginning of this? And how much were you kind of like all in on Trump and the QAnon thing? Or were you just kind of, you know, apolitical and just kind of enjoying the ride, and then you realize that it was a problem?
So something about 8chan's history that's not maybe that well understood is that because I started it in 2013, the Watkins family, they took over the administration of like the legal side in 2014, like at the end of 2014. And then they basically stole it from me in January 2015. So that was before Trump had like even announced
anything.
So I resigned April 2016, so he wasn't even president.
Right.
We still had Obama. You know, I'm just saying that just so your viewers are aware. I do think though that in the very beginning I was political, but not in the way, I mean, I kind of feel like image boards have changed, you know, as I have changed, like they have gotten more extreme.
Yeah.
As I've gotten less, because I was more of like one of these Ron Paul guys. I don't believe in it anymore, but I was like a libertarian, you know, like Ron Paul 2012, the only Republican I've ever voted for when I was 18.
Yeah. No, that's like, you know, I don't agree, but that's a normal, respectable kind of position to take as a person.
Sure. But I think that they took advantage of it because like something that Nazis especially are very good at is like taking these libertarian-minded tech bros and using their skills to their own ends, right?
Right.
And so I was, you know, in a way kind of trolled by a bunch of neo-Nazis, I feel like, in retrospect, you know, that, well, it's just our free speech and we are just a different, you know, political opinion that's really extreme, and we need this protection and this free speech. And I,
well, there is a point of view, which I don't necessarily totally disagree with, but that there is the internet should be open and free and full of whatever you want to say. But that I'm conflicted with that because that could lead to real life danger.
Right.
I had an idea years ago that we take Twitter and make it a World Heritage site that is like fully public to the world, that's funded by, you know, what, however they fund keeping up the rest of the cultural, you know, centers around the world, some kind of fund through the UN or whatever.
Sure.
And then it's just because all it, this, the boiled down simplest version of that is very cool. It's like you just sign up for free and you can, it's like a directory of the whole world that you can communicate with. Why does that need to be monetized? Like, why can't that just exist as a cool thing that we all have?
I agree. I mean, I think.
Sorry, that's the boys back here.
I agree with you. I mean, I think that the ideal social media platform is absolutely a nonprofit. You know, that's kind of why, in retrospect, HN was so easy to steal by the Watkins family, because right. I wanted to run it as a nonprofit, right? And so, you know, it was very easy for them to just take it and make a corporation, and, you know, so.
Let's talk quickly about the Watkins. Jim Watkins dead, right?
No.
No, wrong. Wait, I thought the father?
The father. Yep, he's the father's Jim, the son's Ron.
I thought Jim Watkins died. Dead.
He hasn't died. I mean, you've read that. I don't know.
Is that some erroneous reporting? So he's still kicking.
Seems like some fake news. Some fake news to me.
I thought I caught it from you, but. and then Ron Watkins is did he lose his election or is he out the primaries? Do you know?
Oh yeah, he lost.
Oh,
he
too lost. Bad.
He was last place, actually.
That was
last
the funniest place. Shit when you saw his debates. Like, what? This guy's not ready for this, right? Like, he didn't have anything to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, him, that campaign was always going to be a shambles. I just, for me, the reason I liked it is because, you know, I had been saying for many years that, like, Jim Watkins pretends to be poor. He pretends to be broke so that people give him money,
right?
You know, to keep running his websites. But he has this huge empire of Japanese websites, which funds everything.
And they're like porn sites and stuff?
Yeah, that's how it started. He still has one big porn site, but mostly his power comes from the fact that he owns the largest message board in Japan still. It's called 2Channel. It was renamed to 5Channel by him because he stole it from the original founder. He has a history of doing that. Yeah.
This guy's a rat.
Yeah. And so that website has like a revenue of hundreds of thousands of dollars per month, as far as anyone knows. And so he uses that to bankroll essentially everything else. And then he's got a porn site, which, you know, from what he told me, it makes 30 grand a month. And so, you know, he's got all these revenue, but it comes from Japan. And so people can't really get at that. And people don't even really understand it.
No.
You know, I learned Japanese, and so I sometimes tweet in Japanese, you know, but like if I try to explain this stuff to people, they always get lost somewhere along the way.
Yeah, I'm getting lost. but do you consider the Watkins clan sort of your there? You guys are still, I mean, they're public enemy number one for you.
It's not like I just sit here all day and think about them. I don't,
right.
Because it would be terrible. I mean, I would think about those assholes all day.
Yeah.
You know, really the only thing that they can do to get me to talk about them now is like threaten to kill me, which they've done twice in the last few months. Yeah. It's escalated since the Q documentary.
And are you safe? Are you in do you feel safe or do you actually feel like kind of under threat?
I feel safe enough, but you know, if one of their insane followers decided to do something, they could.
Yeah, I mean, you don't got Secret Service around your house.
As far as I know, I don't. But you know, I did call the FBI on both occasions.
Did you ever get legally involved in like the FBI or any of that stuff? Like, did they ever come to you and be like?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But you know, it's kind of depressing how that happened because like it took until after the January 6th thing, you know, and then finally end of January, 2021, I've got three of them, you know, in my living room.
Wow. And that must be fucking intense.
I felt that it was like way too late. I mean, you know, I told them everything that I knew.
Right.
And then, you know, nothing really happened to anybody that actually organized any of it. Like they just punished the lowest level followers that got tricked. Yeah, that's how
they raided your house just like they did our former president. They
How
rated
could this
it.
Be possible?
No. They treated beautiful me home. Very nicely. They treated me very nicely. I mean, they treated me way nicer than I expected. Like, I feel like I got like the New York Times journalist treatment.
Right,
you know,
right.
Where they knock at the door and they show you their credentials.
Your beautiful safe. They opened your beautiful safe.
People are
where do you? I got to move
Daddy.
Along. But what? Because Phil Braun has more updates
yes,
about
sir.
His street.
Yes,
we haven't even talked about Alyssa's special yet. Are you okay over there?
Oh, I'm good.
You're enjoying yourself.
Yes, okay. Yes. Learning a lot.
We gotta get advice.
Where do you see all this going? Are we entering a darker period, or do you see any hope?
I wish I could see hope. I do see some hope in the fact that at least it seems like Trump is going to go to jail between now and 2024.
Whoa, big prediction.
Wow.
I don't know. I hope it happens. Even if he doesn't go to jail, I mean, I think some felony he'll be found guilty of. I hope. I really hope.
They just said he's got the things that were missing from Mar-a-Lago were like nuclear secrets from other countries.
Yes.
Like, hello?
Yes.
What's going on?
Yes, that's.
I love music.
But when you cut off the head of that guy, there's still this culture out there of, people that are living in a different reality, right? Of different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're fired,
and I don't know exactly like what we're going to be able to do about that. I wish that I had, you know, some kind of easy solution, but there like really isn't one that's super easy to apply. Just because our system is so broken due to the Senate, due to the Electoral College, due to the filibuster, you know, it's essentially impossible to get a major law passed these days that is in any way controversial, in any way.
Right.
Because, like, you know, if Ted Cruz decides he doesn't want it, he can stand up in a diaper on the Senate floor and talk to the 48 hours.
Well, I'm Ted Cruz, and my pronoun is kiss my ass.
Ted Cruz
Thank
just
you,
called it.
Thank
All
you,
right,
Anthony
well,
Weiner.
You leave us with cautious optimism. And I extend
Rocket
my
Man.
Friendship and my hand to you out there through the computers. And, you know.
Thank you.
You
follow
like
Frederick
me?
On Twitter. I think you're always getting into it with people. I don't really understand all of it. But there's a whole community of computer stuff out there. And I want you to get into it to our mainframe and fix our algorithm so we get all these
That'd
Tim Pool
great,
numbers.
Yeah.
Get in there, hack into our website and juice it up.
All right, I'll send you some messages. I might have some ideas.
Okay.
I might.
Nice.
See, Matt?
Yeah. So.
All right. Okay, cool. Well, listen, take care, and thanks for coming on, and all the best.
Yeah, I'm sorry it took so long. Thanks for having me on.
No, you're welcome anytime.
Very glad to talk. Thank you.
Now you can become a fan. Tell
yes,
you that.
I'll be a fan now.
Now you're a big part of the community. All right, let's check in with Phil Braun again, the great
Where you
Frederick.
From?
The less great Philip Braun, is that what you're going to say?
Yes, the late great Phil Braun.
Phil,
I liked him,
there?
Right, Doug? You like him?
Yeah, he's a likable guy.
Vic,
I've always spoken highly of Phil.
I'm talking about
oh
Frederick.
Oh my God,
who's this?
Frederick.
Frederick.
Oh, sorry, I was looking for something.
He's very charming in that.
I thought Tim was like, just like Jim, dead.
I swear to God, I was.
I thought he was dead too.
He's Maybe good you're as thinking dead. Of the. Who's the?
I'm not thinking of anybody else.
No, there was somebody that like, yeah, died. One of them died.
Didn't the
Is it the dad or something?
The virus detector guy. He died. What's his name?
Oh yeah, Jim McAfee.
McAfee.
John McAfee.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
I wasn't thinking about him. That. How dare you?
Hey, I came up with an idea while I was sitting there listening to Frederick.
Yeah.
An idea for a new website.
Is it PhilBraunBoulevard.com?
Nine Chan.
Okay.
All right.
What do y'all think about that?
This show just can't be about talking about numbers.
What about Jackie Chan?
Number nine.
I got
number
two.
Nine.
So
what's happening on the street?
Huh? Yeah. Alyssa, do you think after your special that someone might name a street after you?
Well, I've been hounding city council, but they're not relenting. Yeah.
Did any family members of other streets come to you and approach
you?
Yeah,
plenty, but still city council.
I know,
they're
tough.
They're tough.
It's pretty cool. I've been scouring the internet and the radio. You want to listen and see just anybody chatting about Phil Braun Boulevard again?
Yeah, let's see if we get lucky.
All right, let me see.
Let's see it.
More news coming your way on that truck explosion that occurred on Phil Braun Boulevard.
Oh, no.
Reports state that a truck full of puppies headed toward the Humane Society hit one of those notorious potholes, causing the truck and the puppies inside to explode.
Oh.
More details as we receive
them. The puppies
explode. But now, get ready for a 3 for Thursday with Van Halen.
Wait, 3 for Thursday?
Oh, 3 for Thursday. Wow, that's a good deal.
He's got the,
but I'm looking at my calendar, and it's still Wednesday.
It's still Wednesday.
So how far in advance do you need to get ready for the 3 for Thursday? I guess.
He gave you a day in advance.
I must have tuned into the future or something.
Yeah.
It's weird, but
I'm also trying to imagine a truck full of puppies.
Yeah,
I can't imagine why.
I think it's pretty unfair that he's blaming the potholes. I mean, that's could be the suspension of the truck or the way they loaded the puppies in.
I agree
truck.
With you. I think
for the type of puppies, not, explosive puppies.
Yeah, they were strapped with dynamite.
Weak, yeah, strapped with dynamite.
Whoever thought about this idea's mouth is a pothole.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Don't blame.
Yeah, yes.
Smoking weed.
Vic's brain is a pothole.
That's
you know what I mean?
Like
with the wacky
Come
tobacco.
What are you going to do without chips?
Hey, listen. Phil, thanks for the update. Good luck. We'll check in with you later.
Is there another update later, Phil?
I hope there's
Phil?
A turn for the better.
Well, I'll check in one more time. There's got to be some good news out there on Phil Braun Boulevard. That was unfair for this guy. I don't know. I'm going to check a different channel or something next time.
Let's see if there's a caller out there who wants some advice from their mom. Does anybody have some advice for their mom? From their mom.
Let's see. I don't.
All the DJs in Atlanta.
Maybe we should
same.
Show the clip so then they get it.
Okay. Oh,
we're talking about. You want to show the clip?
Get it.
Yeah, let's roll a clip.
Let's roll that clip.
Here's a clip that's not from Alyssa's new special, but from some fucking Instagram shit.
You want to?
But yes. This is how you. This is kind of how you blew up, right?
Yeah.
So what do you, let me ask you, this is the interview section of the show, okay? So take me back before the pandemic, you're doing stand-up or not?
Well.
What's your backstory?
Well, I guess we'd have to go back even further in a way.
Yeah.
When I first started, I was doing stand-up. So like when I first graduated college, I was doing stand-up and
you
improv.
You loved it.
Yeah, I liked it.
You just wanted to do it.
I wanted to do comedy, so I think I was trying out a lot of different things.
In New York?
In New York. Yeah.
It's tough.
Tough. But it's good, too, because I feel like I'm glad I started there.
Did you find, like, a community of people?
Definitely.
You did.
Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh, I love this. I remember just being like, oh, I really love this.
Where would
people.
You do comedy?
Well, it was just a lot of open mics. It was like a lot of...
Stress Factory?
Yeah, did the weekends at the Stress Factory at the gate. No, yeah, it was just like...
Open mics.
Karma.
Who were anybody that you were coming up with that we would know?
Well, I came up with Dan Perlman, who then I was just on this show with. So like that era of person, Kevin Iso, right. Dan Perlman, Drew Dowdy, all who were on that show, Flatbush Misdemeanors. But yeah.
Flatbush Misdemeanors on television.
Exactly. And those were all people that I came up with.
Right.
We all started together back in the day.
So you're doing open mics.
Yep.
Are you getting kind of good at it?
I guess kind of, yeah. I mean, I was starting to get booked on shows and such, but I was still, I was waiting tables. It was very just like...
Waiting tables, yeah.
And then my dad got sick. I moved home.
Where's that, Providence?
Yeah, right outside of Providence, Seekonk, Mass. Oh, you were in Providence.
We had a great time in Providence.
Oh,
what a great little town
did you
that
get,
is.
Did you get good food?
Yes. Well, we had this one of these up-and-comer pizza guys. This guy, it's called Hotline Pizza.
Okay.
And it's one of these deals where like, we're only making 40 pies today.
Oh, that's
and we're
when that's good.
Yeah. Do we ever
Those
talk
are
about?
Insane. Those
well, you weren't
are
with
so
me.
Good.
We in Syracuse. This is a bit of a side departure here.
Good. Let's go down.
We were in Syracuse and on our day off, and we see a pizza place. Looks like a classic New York pizza place. Yep. Go. Let's get in there
let's
and grab a slice. Right.
Yeah.
Give me a slice, would you? We go in there. The energy in there is so bad. There's very few slices left.
Okay.
And the guy making the pizza is like on the verge of a nervous breakdown. And the woman, it's like her first day working there. And she is, I don't know, we don't have any more. I don't know what we're going to do. Like, because this is it.
And how many people are in there waiting for slices?
There's like a family waiting and they want to order a whole pizza. Oh. Now, the reason this guy's all stressed is because he's got to make 40 pies for the Syracuse minor league baseball team. That's
The sounds of it, he doesn't. Even, he can't even make one. It sounds like he's stressed at one. 40 sounds.
I see him fucking pounding the thing. Son of a bitch! Tell them we're out. Tell them we're out.
And you're right,
if they want to wait 40 minutes, they can.
Oh. You know what I do in that? See, I'm so bad that in that situation, I go happily.
Yeah.
My instinct is to go, I'd love to wait for you.
Yeah, no, I'll be right here.
I don't even want the pizza. Now all of a sudden, it's a challenge, and I'm like, great.
Dude, yeah. He throws across this fucking...
No.
Like, he was pissed. And we felt I felt bad for him, and we kind of like... There were a couple of slices available, and we were like, we'll just have those. Like, it's not a big deal, you know? Yeah, well, it's going to be 40 minutes if you want a real fresh pie. I gotta do 40 fucking pies for the goddamn game.
Hello, food fan. Oof.
Like, I don't know how we're gonna do it. And then he's telling us, he's like, I get in here at noon and I get an order for I'm just keep saying 40, but it's high numbers.
So many.
Like, I got 35 orders for chicken parmesan dinners. And how am I gonna fucking make that and the pie? Like, it was the best. We were so
it's also as if it's not a restaurant. It's almost like it's that's kind of the point.
Yeah, I know.
Like there's gotta be a structure here.
Things are going well.
To
you just need
this,
to, like, hire up a little bit. But, of course, people have issues with hiring now.
Right.
But, oh my God. All right, let's watch Alyssa.
It kind of sounds like my mom. Like, that kind of sounds like a situation my mom would get in. Yes, yes.
Come on in, put your bags down. Take your shoes off. I just vacuumed. You want a fresh one? Cool. Clean that up. Now it just has pans in it. Take your pants off. I'll throw them in the wash now. Why don't you call your cousin? She got a new job. Good afternoon. You finally got up. Neighbors bought a new car. Must be doing pretty well for themselves. You gotta turn these lights off. We're getting our first tulip. Bought these at a bake sale. Okay. Did you see your room? I reorganized it. You like coming still? The mailman's really screwing up all my mail. That's just like alphabetical order. When's the last time you've been to the dentist? Wanna make a BJ's run? Your grandma made you these lentils. Why don't you take them home with you on the train? I took a lot of pictures of sunsets. I wanna show you all of them. I got about 300. Turn the lights off. Come on. I got one with a bird flying over it. I wanna frame it. Yeah, you want a chocolate? They're from Valentine's Day 2 years ago. Don't come again. I haven't gotten to this room yet. You help me put up the big flag? Get all your favorite foods. Gotta get this washed. It's terrible. It's half a paper towel, so you don't waste the whole thing. I'm gonna preheat the oven, just in case. When you leave, make sure to set the alarm, even if you're just going outside. Finally, nice day to grill out. Can you not leave your shoes in the middle of the living room? I don't have enough room on my phone. Take a picture of the tulip for me, will you? Don't worry, it just made you bad.
I don't have enough room on my phone.
It's
exactly right.
They always grill out. Must be something going wrong. Cleaning out the coats. You want any of these? They look real, huh? The fake. Hungry? I got 100 Cal Nabiscos.
Got this at
Ross. Get the tags on, just in case. Now. Yeah, Girl Scout's trying to sell me cookies. I can make my own cookies. I'm fine.
Oh, God.
How close is
Cleaned
this
your
to
brother's
your mom?
So close.
Oh, my God.
So close.
That's amazing.
We were at a wedding. I swear to God, at a certain point at the wedding, my aunt was like, I love your dress. She's like, check it out. Look how much it is. She asked what... She still had the tag on her dress.
I heard there was a story. There was a story about... We got to take a break. But there's a story about Barbara Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got a tour of her house, and she went around with this person telling them how much everything cost, including her wardrobe. See this dress? $3,000. See this bust, whatever? $25,000. Like, they were like, what the hell? Is this a joke?
That's incredible, yeah.
So wait, you do the stand-up thing.
Do the stand-up thing. Dad gets sick. I move home to take care of him. He dies in this graphic way. And then I'm like, I can't.
He exploded like those puppies.
He exploded like the puppies because of the goddamn boulevard.
I love fashion. I have many, many expensive cars.
Yes. Yeah. And then I get really mad at Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, I was talking about my dad.
Dude. I'm a little respect. Oh! You
see, tonight the stress factor.
I didn't do that.
Whoops.
Anyway, so then I started doing a version of this solo show, and that was the only type of stand-up I did. I was like, I don't want to talk about normal things. If I'm going to be doing this, I want to do this. And then that got heavy. I started crying all the time while doing it. And then I moved into this kind of thing. I moved into character work and acting.
And you just started filming. You had a friend, and you're just filming it.
No, my mom filmed them.
Your mom filmed it. And then you just pop it up on the internet, and people go wild.
People
for
go nuts. So
you get
people,
that Rex.
You get the Rex Chapman going.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
All day.
Some of that's a little iffy. You know what he does? It's annoying. Is he'll be like, "Today is the 27th anniversary of George of the Jungle with Brendan Fraser." Like 27? Who cares?
Yeah. And almost every day, he also does the thing where he's like, everything sucks except this. And it's
like,
no,
here's something to make your day. Yeah,
you need this. Kind of having a good day.
You need this today.
Yeah, like,
who were some of the hotshot celebs that like helped you out? And
who saw you and said, bip, bip, come here?
Was it Tim? Yeah. Tim helped you out?
No, I was late to the party. Who's your your kind of patron?
I mean,
just Rex Chapman.
Oh, Mark Hamill, I think, was the first big one. Mark Hamill was Mother's Day.
You know who he played in Star Wars?
He was
Star?
Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker.
And then I'll tell you. And then I'll tell you what, JLD, which kind of segues into our little convo later. JLD, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, she blew you up.
Yeah. But
yes, we will get into the Seinfeld fashion pictures and much more, including call in if you want advice from your mom.
That's right.
And we'll be back in five. Newman. Thank you for listening.
Newman.
Join.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Senses working overtime.
Hi, this is Donald Fagen from Steely Dan. Do you want more Officers? Well, I head on over to patreon.com/officerslive, where you can get the full episode of today's show and so much more. So drink your big black cow and get over to patreon.com/officerslive.